The legislature's budget committee approved the plan Tuesday on a 12-4 vote. Committee co-chair, Representative Mark Pocan, says it will help the state wisely spend federal stimulus dollars.
Rather than trying to find more reasons to put a roadblock up about how we can take the federal stimulus dollars, but how can we help augment it at the state level to jumpstart our economy?
The bill allows the state to spend $300 million in stimulus money on road projects, funds worker training programs, and cut state spending. However, Republican Representative Robin Voss says it's filled with tax hikes.
It's easier to say you're going to do spending cuts than to actually do it. And this bill proves it, because this bill has $10 in tax increase for every $1 in spending cut.
An amendment was approved that gives the full committee oversight on how federal stimulus dollars are spent. Voss was among Republicans who also pushed for a longer approval process, which was rejected.
I mean, what is the problem with ensuring that the public knows what's in a proposal? I mean, you're going to win. You don't need to rush it through without public input, without even letting the minority read the document.
The legislature is expected to vote on the plan Wednesday. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.